Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. We are live, loud, and local around Central Queensland for your Wednesday. Central Queensland. I wanted to say weekday.
Yeah.
In Queensland. And I've combined two words.
Sounds like you're in the middle of a mid-year crisis, Tim.
Just a mid-morning crisis, but yes, there is a crisis indeed.
I had a bit of a mid-year crisis this morning. Walked into our studio, found all my mugs missing.
It took you an hour to realise your mugs are missing.
Someone has put them in the dishwasher.
The audacity.
And cleaned all of my personal mugs.
Maybe, just maybe, it's because I definitely talked about on the show yesterday that mold has lived in at least all of those mugs.
I mean, they've never been cleaner, so I guess I'm thank you.
Coffee's whoever... tasting great this morning.
It's still not.
Jess, look, if you enjoy writing things down and thinking about if it's correct or not, 7:30, spell my name.
Yes.
That's what's for you. That's on the cards. I know that I can't spell. It's you need names. Like, you know how you were learning how to spell words? Like, because I was like, B-E-C-A-U-S-E.
Right.
Or B-E-A-U-tiful.
We've had some cracker weeks the last couple of weeks.
Haven't
where
got
we,
one in
we
two
haven't
weeks.
Got one at all.
Of so, spelling people's names.
Yeah, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, throughout the show.
We'll try to spell
if
your
you've
name.
Got a difficult name to spell, we want to give it a crack.
It's a scientific game, and you're welcome.
We also want to talk about breastfeeding, Tim, because there's one mum who's still breastfeeding her daughter at the age of 5 years old.
Personally, that's a bit much for me.
Look, neither of us have kids, but we want to open it up and have a chat about it and see what's the right age to stop breastfeeding your kid.
We'll talk about that after 7, but Jess, coming up next, a lot of people do certain things every single day thinking that it brings benefits into their life. It's something that's very in your morning routine. A lot of people try and be fit and healthy that you're doing. I can tell you, it ain't doing a damn thing. And I'll tell you what that is up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Right now, you might be waking, you've just woken up, standing in your kitchen, getting ready for your day. And like most people, you're trying to be healthy and active, right?
I like to imagine someone standing in their kitchen right now, just going, like,
that's
how
me.
Does he know? Where know? Are the cameras?
I always know. And the cameras come back directly to this room. But what I want to talk about is something that a lot of people do has almost zero effect, especially because they're trying to be healthier.
Right.
Talking about taking vitamins.
Oh, no, I disagree with you wholeheartedly on this.
So it turns out most popular vitamins and mineral supplements provide no health benefit
Which
whatsoever.
Ones?
Mate, A, B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, C, D, and E.
Okay.
Also calcium, iron, zinc, magnesium, selenium.
All right.
It sounds like I'm singing a song to learn a scientific formula.
You know how unwell I was a couple of years ago? Well, yeah, it would have been about a year and a half ago now. I was in hospital.
Sure.
And after I was in hospital for that weekend, I started taking vitamin D tablets and iron supplements. And I have never felt better.
Did you get them prescribed?
Yes.
So they're the ones that work. The ones that you buy from the supermarkets have nowhere near the amount of what you need inside of them.
Okay, I understand.
So obviously when you're vitamin D deficient or whatever, it's hard to do that in Queensland, they give you a prescription of whatever you need, whether it's magnesium, iron. But if you're taking these like supermarket or even sometimes chemist tablets, they're not doing anything.
The gummy ones?
Even the gummy ones, but...
The gummy ones are just like a jar of lollies.
Exactly. And essentially, you're just producing quite expensive urine when you think about it, because we all know, and I don't think I'm being crude here when I say when you have like a magnesium or a multivitamin or a vitamin C tablet, it changes things up when you go to the bathroom. You're
Does
like,
it?
Ooh, that's a bit of a new colour.
I've never taken notice, to be honest.
Well, you are sitting down. I'm looking down the gun of the barrel. I'm looking down the barrel of the gun there. And so essentially, you just got to be careful because unless you're getting prescribed proper vitamins, they might not be doing anything at all.
Just go get it checked out.
Yeah. Or sell your urine online. That's how you make the money to afford the proper ones. So you're welcome. No worries, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
All right, now, I want you to imagine you're at a hotel, a nice fancy hotel, drinking cocktails by the pool, and you're sitting, lounging, sunning yourself, and you're like, you know what? I might treat myself, go for a bit of a dip.
Yes, I'm closing my eyes right now. I'm in that vibe. I'm on holiday.
It's warm. You've got your bathers on. You're just about to jump in the pool, and you see a lady sitting on the side of the pool.
Hey.
Shaving her legs into the pool.
That's not a hay anymore. That's a hay. That's not okay.
This literally happened to one lady who was on holiday. She filmed it. It doesn't say where this was, just that this lady is sitting on the side of the pool in her bathers, watching her kids, and she's got one leg up on the side, just shaving her legs into the drain.
Like a catalogue.
Like imagine going for a swim in that pool.
Yeah.
And you accidentally, I've taken some water into my mouth.
Pube splinter.
Ah, Tim.
You know what? She's either European and she's like, whatever, this isn't a massive deal. Or she's American and she's like, whatever, I'm doing what I want.
Yeah, look, I guarantee you this isn't America. It doesn't say anything about it, but this screams America to
me. Screams
American. American tourists are the most entitled human beings.
Yes.
Like, it is unbelievable. That is
fair. So you've never shaved your leg in a public area, Jess?
No, can't say that I have. Generally, 13, 12, I just do it 16, in my own shower.
Do you shave in the public? that is
seriously,
alarming.
What goes through a person's head that they go, this is totally fine and I'm okay with
Maybe
this?
Maybe she got down to the pool and she put on her bathers and she like took her towel off and she sat down and she's like, oh, no.
Oh, we've all had that moment. Oh, I have that almost every day. I'm like, why am I wearing a dress
today?
Why
is that lady swimming in jeans? Don't you worry, Helen. I'm minding my own business. Mind yours.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three, four.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, if you're a big fan of Weezer,
you
know that they're a bit of the jokesters, the whole group.
Oh, they're not jokesters. They just like to have a bit of fun. There's a difference. They're not a parody band. They're a real rock and roll band.
No, they are a real band, but they always... you know, have a little bit of fun with their fans.
Of course.
And one particular fan went to Twitter and made an account specifically to hound Weezer into doing a cover of Africa by Toto.
Oh, great song.
And so the Instagram account is Weezer Cover Africa by Toto.
At least it's specific and really gets to the point.
And so after months and months of hounding, they set up the account last year. Weezer on Monday finally released this cover by Toto. Me too.
That's Rosanna. That's not.
No. Isn't that great? Like, what a troll. They've gone out of their way to
fully record
a different cover of Toto.
That's incredible.
But overnight, they have finally done it. And after all the joking aside, the Rosanna cover was incredible. But they finally covered Africa by Toto.
Hey! Good song.
Yeah. You can hear Weezer in it, can't you?
Rivers Cuomo, the lead singer there with his unique voice. That's a great song. It's good to see that they're having a bit of fun with their fans.
So, start a new Twitter account and figure out what you want them to cover next. I'm sure they'll do it. They've got a bit of time on their hands, it seems.
Yeah, Weezer to cover Australian Anthem. Thank you very much. Sounds good, buddy.
You can check out that story as well as everything else is trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim, there's a whole nation that is about to shut off their Facebook for a month.
All right, so a whole country is going Facebook silent for a month. Give me three options. Because normally I can tell when you're lying because I look you in the eyes.
Don't look at me then.
So I'm not looking at you. Say the three countries.
France, Papua New Guinea, or Fiji?
Fiji.
It's Papua New Guinea.
Damn it!
See, you didn't look into the whites of my eyes.
Yes, I didn't find out.
It's
really?
All to find fake users. So they want to study the impact of the social network on the population.
Okay.
So the government of Papua New Guinea are banning it for a month, and they're going to deactivate all the fake accounts that that are set up within their country.
Cool.
And they're going to try and study how the lack of Facebook affects society now that they've had it.
Mate, that would be a genius idea.
I cannot imagine not waking up and checking my Facebook immediately.
Is that the first thing you do?
Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, emails, texts. Boom.
Are you right, man? That's not healthy.
Before I even get out of bed in the morning.
That's not healthy, man.
So I honestly don't know.
You don't know.
Like a month without Facebook. Can you imagine?
The only thing I check is if I've got a message, or I check my emails, and if I haven't got a text message, then I don't check it. Or even sometimes.
Well, see, all five of those apps usually have a notification on them when I wake up because I go to bed at like 8 o'clock. Are
you 18? Who uses Snapchat still, mate?
Well, me.
I think that that would be very healthy for this country.
Well, yeah, they want to find... So the whole inquiry is to find a way that Papua New Guinea's people can be better served with maybe an alternative social network, yep, or if they want to bring this one back. So,
also, it wouldn't be as widespread. Like, Papua New Guinea's population compared to Australia is quite low, and I feel like the percentage per capita of people using Facebook compared to the population will be quite different. But I think that would be a great idea. I'm all on board. Get it out of Australia for the month of August.
August. August is Facebook free.
August is Facebook free.
Have you got a name for it?
No Facebook in August by Tim. By Tim.
Let's
I
got to
work on
that.
This is why I don't work in advertising.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Sure.
Busking.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love a good busker.
Stay down the main street all the time.
Yeah, I love when people play their music, put it out there.
Yeah.
And often they'll open their guitar case or whatever instrument they're playing, that case, and you can throw in a couple of dollars, you know, some coins, whatever you've got. I usually just kind of reach in and find the jangly bits.
Oh, that's my keys.
Throw them in. Oh, was that $7? Oh, crap.
That's fine.
But in London, they're about to introduce a contactless payment scheme for buskers. So essentially, buskers would have like almost like a little...
Like a BPay thing.
Boop. And you could just walk up and they've got an automatic setting of $2, but you can always add more if you feel like you need to. And you just tap and go.
In the world that we're living in, well, at least in this country, coins and notes and that, they're a lot less popular than they were, say, 10 years ago.
I never have cash on me.
I always try and have like a 20 or a 50 because you never know when you're in that situation.
Oh, well, I mean, on the weekend, NAB was down and I had no money
for
the weekend.
When I was living elsewhere around Australia, on certain ways home, I would particularly go a direct way because I knew that there would be a busker on the street and I'd always just chuck him a tour. Bang. So I'd always have my thumb ready to flick.
If you were walking past him, would you, instead of the flick, just give him a little tap?
If I didn't have coins, absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier.
Well,
But it's one of those things where you got to trust the system because obviously people will be like, this is going to scam me for several thousand dollars. And for me that doesn't have several thousand dollars, this could be a concern.
I think it will take a while to take off.
Oh, yeah.
But I reckon give it, you know, 10, 20 years and we're going to see buskers able to just tap and go.
Exactly. I mean, you can always write a check, but I have no idea how to cash those things.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to preference this next story with saying Tim and I don't have children.
Where's my son? Sam! Sorry, no, I don't have a child.
But we do have opinions on this.
Good.
We have no facts, no evidence, no experience, but we have opinions on this.
That's good.
A mother who is still breastfeeding her 5-year-old daughter...
Five's a bit much, huh?
...claims her child has avoided the usual viruses that children are exposed to at school because she's still nursing.
Maybe because she's not going to school because she can't get off the breast.
Well, she's at school.
She's never... It's like a leech. She's never left.
Tim.
It's from 0 to 5. That's why she hasn't got all these sicknesses.
This lady, Emma, says that she's convinced her daughter has dodged all these germs because in this school setting, the goodness of her breast milk is giving her the nutrients that she needs to fight off all these little viruses.
Is goodness the doctor term that they're using? Be like, now the goodness of this milk will make your child nice and healthy. I personally think... And look, again, as you said, not having children either of us, 5 might be pushing the barrier aggressively. That's like rocking up to a go-kart track in a Formula One race car going, what? This is fair and reasonable.
We've had a couple of comments on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ if you want to get involved in the chat. One lady has said, look, when they get teeth or when they start to speak... Whichever comes first is probably the cutoff time.
If they can go, excuse me, mother, may I have some more? Potentially not. I would avoid that.
That's the thing I'd feel weird about. Like, because if they're asking for it.
Don't babies go like, ah, that means I want it.
I used to work at a dance school And I'd teach.
Where's this going?
I'd teach 3 to 4 year olds.
Okay.
And this one little 4 year old came up to me in the middle of the class and said, "Hey, Miss Jessica, can I get a drink?" And I said, "Yeah, no worries. Go grab one." Yeah.
No.
She went out to her mum and got a drink, Tim. It blew me away. I'd never seen anything like it before.
And she just went back to finishing off her jazz square.
Like, what happened to just a bottle of Mount Franklin?
Look, I am very intrigued because I don't remember, like, I wasn't aware of when I got my cut off.
I got given my
water license from my mother instead of the
milk. It was young
license.
Enough that I don't remember it.
Yeah. So I think, what do doctors recommend?
Well, the NHS, which
is...
Natural health scheme. Yep. Natural health scheme, no.
I tried. I did try to guess that.
They recommend that all babies should be breastfed until at least 6 months old.
Okay.
And then it's kind of at your own discretion, really.
Right. Well, stuff this. 13, 12, 16. When should you stop breastfeeding? How old should the child be before it's maybe putting an X over that line?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. When should you stop breastfeeding? Give us a call. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
We're talking breastfeeding, Tim, something that you and I have zero experience in.
I have had a mother
and
been a baby, so you can put two and two together there. But I was a baby when I was breastfed.
And look, I am fully in support of women breastfeeding wherever and however long they want.
Get a girl.
But there is one lady who says she's come out and made a claim that she's still breastfeeding her five-year-old daughter. And she claims that this is the reason her daughter has avoided viruses that children are exposed to at school because of this extended nursing.
Sure. I think that that is an age that is probably a bit high for the breastfeeding scheme.
I feel like 5 may be too old.
Well,
I'm just putting it out there as a thought.
It's recommended 6 to 12-ish months at the absolute max, but it's really each their own. And as two people that aren't parents and as a man that doesn't have lactating breasts, I cannot comment with full knowledge of what
the
responsibility is.
We've had interesting comments on our Facebook page, Tim. Just search for Hit CQ if you want to jump on board.
Sure.
Carmel said, whenever the child and the mother agree that it's the time is right. So,
excuse me, Mum, I think I'm going to move on from this to water. Cheers. Here's this contract.
Leah said, it's totally up to the parent and the child. In some remote areas, it's not uncommon for mums to go to school to feed at lunchtime.
But see, no, this...
Seriously? Is this happening?
No, but see, it feels like it's bordering on that thing. Like, is it getting consent to change a child's nappy? Like that we talked about a few weeks ago. Like, kids at that age can't give proper decisions. Their brains haven't developed that skill yet.
Look, we got Rach on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Rach from Rocky. Rach, what do you think? When should you stop breastfeeding?
Oh, my goodness. Like, before they can walk and talk?
Have you got kids of your own, Rach?
No, I don't. But I work in a beauty salon.
Okay.
All right.
And a couple of weeks ago, I had a lady come in with her child who was walking and talking and was able to lift up her top and, you know, just go for it.
Oh, get it, girl.
See, this is what happened to me at the dance school. It was just like, oh, I need to go get a drink. I guess it's on tap, so...
Yeah, but see, I'm still... We're all not mothers.
This
is my thing.
This is true.
We can't be attached to it. Like, some... I imagine some mothers, Rach, would be very attached, and they almost wouldn't want to let go of that moment with them and their child, because they're literally providing life for their child, right?
Which is, yes, lovely. I'm all for it. But when your kid has teeth, that's enough.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't do that noise, Tim. Jesus.
Thanks for your call, Rach.
Thanks.
All right, well, we haven't come to a definitive answer just yet.
I'm sorry for making that. I feel bad.
Tim, I think either you or I has to have a kid so that we can find a definitive answer.
I thought you were going to say you or I has to have a suck, and I'm not signing up for that.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Roseanne has been cancelled already? What happened?
I know. Oh, my goodness. You know, this show premiered to 18 million viewers, has made millions of dollars in revenue. And let me tell you, one tweet from Roseanne Barr yesterday, a racist tweet, mind you, has had the entire show act. Let me tell you exactly what happened. So Roseanne Barr, the star of Roseanne, tweeted this. She was referring to President Obama's advisor, Valerie Jarrett. Now, Valerie Jarrett is African-American. This is what she wrote. Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, now, Roseanne.
All disgusting. So she deleted the tweet very quickly. She apologized and sent an apology not before the CEO of ABC has released a statement saying the show is axed and this is not in line with our values. Can you believe? It's great, but can you believe that they axed the show over
Is it effective immediately or are they going to at least see out the season?
I think it's effective immediately. Wow. I don't think it's going to air another episode. Done.
Incredible.
I feel like the producers would not be happy with her.
Yeah, I feel like the cast would be embarrassed to be aligned with her as well.
Oh, yeah.
Over 100 people lost their jobs.
Whoa.
Wow. That is not very professional, but hopefully, I don't know. There's nothing good that can come from that.
And they can't replace Roseanne on a show that's called Roseanne. So, unfortunately, the show couldn't continue without her.
Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate it. Thanks for that, Dean.
Thanks, guys. Bye,
no
guys.
Worries, Dino.
You can always check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell it. We'll try. Spelling your name. Yes. 13, 12, 16, if you have a name that often stumps people, I believe, is the reason we started this game because of what happened when we took a flight together with the air hostess?
Yes.
Yes. So... if you're not familiar with the game, essentially, because my last name, for some reason, it shouldn't be hard to spell, B-O-L-C-H, people put the L before the O.
And Tim and I got a flight together, and a flight attendant was like, welcome, Miss Pantu. And I was like, oh, she got my name. Thank you. No, thank you very much. Welcome, Mr. Blotch.
Thank you. That's not my name. I'll get off the plane before I get escorted off. So we've been playing Spell My Name for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it seems like... we just have, and the lines always light up aggressively. That
people want to stump us, Tim.
People want to stump us, and we're not great at this game. Yeah, to our own admission,
it's the only game on our radio show where it's us versus the people of Central Queensland,
and we
lose every week.
That's right. So 13, 12, 16. If you've got a tricky name, if you've got a name that's a bit deceivious, mischievous, give us a call. 13, 12, 16. We'll try and spell it. Spell my name. It is for the people out there because we feel bad for people that have tricky names to spell, first, middle, or last. It is your time to be in the spotlight instead of people like John, Sarah, Charles.
Although Sarah has many different spellings,
no
Tim. This is the hard part.
So
if you have Sarah with a H, are you even like without a H, are you even Sarah? Like, is it Sarah?
No, it's Sarah. We're not American, mate.
I don't.
So, on 13, 12, 16, we take as many calls as we possibly can and try and spell your name. We haven't got any. We've got had 12 in the last 2 weeks, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got any.
No, people are really getting it. Turns out we're really bad at spelling.
Yes, we're really bad at spelling. Who have we got playing first, Jess?
We've got Indra from Rocky. Indra, are we spelling your first or your last name?
I think it's her first name, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Jess, do you want to have a crack at this one?
Oh, you always give me the hard ones first.
Yes.
I-N-D-A-R-A.
Wrong.
How did you...
I knew it. Indara. Would it be I-N-D-A-R-A-G-H?
No.
Where'd you get a G-H from?
She laughed at me. It can't be that
It's not like Thara.
Indara, how do you spell it?
I-H-N-D-A-R-A.
We just misused all of the letters. But thank you very much for playing, Indara.
That's okay. Thank you.
We've got Paula. She wants us to spell Shanae. Jess, what you can go again.
You always give me that. S-H-E-N-A-Y.
No.
Doesn't look very pretty written down.
S-H-A-N-A-E.
No.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Paula, how do you spell it?
C-H-Y-N-E-E.
Oh.
Not cool, Paula. Not cool. But that is a nice name, though. So thank you very much for playing.
Thank you.
And finally, we've got Josiah from Calliope on 13, 12, 16. Josiah, we're spelling your first name?
Yep.
All right, Jess, you go first.
No, you go first.
All right. J-A-S-I-A?
No.
All right. J-E-E-S-H-I-A.
No.
Damn it.
Josiah, how do we spell it?
J-O-S-I-A-H.
Oh, the H.
Oh!
Close. Thank you very much.
Like for Isaiah.
You've got us. Thanks for that, Josiah.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
You know what we need to do, Tim? We need to buy a baby book and start studying.
No, we need Tom to call through. T-O-M.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm not sure how many people have had this moment in their relationship where their partner... It's not a confession. It's almost like... I'm trying to think. It's not an admission. Is it an admission?
It's like an agreement.
An agreement.
Yeah. It's a declaration.
A declaration. That's the word I'm looking for.
This is a conversation we could have had off air.
My partner, out of absolutely nowhere, so we hadn't been talking about it in the days, weeks. I can't remember the last time we've even ever spoken about it. My beautiful partner, her name is also Jessica.
Yep.
On Saturday night, I came home from football. I just had a shower. I was winding down. I sat down next to her and I was like, hey, how you going? We're just chatting. And I'm just sort of like on my phone or something. Can't remember what's going on. She's like, Tim, I've come to a realization. I was like, hi, what's going on?
I'm like, leaving you.
No. And then she came back and she was like, I forgot to tell you the thing I was going to tell you. But she turned to me and she said, I've come to the conclusion that I'm the messy one in the relationship.
Oh. Is that not the biggest win that you've ever had?
That is putting all ego aside. It is a very brave move to make. And I felt so honoured because, boy, did I know that is absolutely the truth.
Oh, you've known for many years.
I've known
for years.
But it's
nice that she's finally made the declaration.
Exactly. And she said that it's not like she just, like, is throwing papers and rubbish around the house. But... when
I've seen her. She just shreds documents and just spreads it around the carpet.
Babe, that's my license. But she came to me and she's like, Tim, I'm the messy one out of me and you, because often I'll leave one or two things around and that'll get pulled up and be like, hey, let's just put it this way. But I won't say anything because I'm like, no, I'm the bigger person. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Doesn't really matter. I don't find the massive issue with a bit of mess. Like, we're living in our house. Like, you live in a house.
I mean, how messy is she, though? Because if she's the messy one in your relationship, I've seen you living by yourself and I've seen you living with her. You're just as messy, mate.
No, but see, when I'm both ends of the scale. I'm either very, very clean or it looks like there's several refugees living in my kitchen. But that's okay. And it did get me thinking because it's a massive declaration from my partner to come out unprompted. It's not something that's like...
You didn't ask her. There was no probing.
There was no... It's not like we haven't been passive about it, like who's the messiest at the moment. So on 13, 12, 16... partner declarations.
Yeah.
Have you had one? What happened? What did they declare out of nowhere? And you were like, yeah, you're right. Or even you didn't know and they were like, you know what?
This is what I've been doing.
I'm Greek. What? How dare you?
It surprises people when I let them know. Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, give us a call with your partner declarations. When did they surprise you out of the blue and give you just an information bomb? 13, 12, 16, have been talking about partner declaration. My lovely girlfriend, Jessica, not this Jessica in front of me. Yes, it is a tricky situation that I live in. But out of the blue, nowhere. We haven't talked about this ever, in my opinion, or from my memory. Out of nowhere, she was like, Tim, I'm the messy one in the relationship.
Yeah.
I have to admit it. And I was like...
I love that as sitting on the couch on a Saturday night and she's been thinking about it, obviously.
Just thinking, just rotating.
All day. She's like, I must tell Tim that I'm the messy one. Yeah. I have to finally admit it.
So we like these declarations. So we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, did your partner declare something to you out of the blue? And we've had Ross from Gladstone call through on 13, 12, 16. Ross, what did your partner declare to you?
She declared that you... not very well organised, despite she says she is. And I said, how many times have I told you that you cannot run a bar?
Is your wife the kind of person that, like, you have to tell her to be ready an hour before she needs to be anywhere?
Well, I'm the anal retentive one. I'm there an hour and a half before. She's the one that turns up 3 weeks late.
3 weeks late. Yep, Christmas this year, babe, is November 25th. So if you could just get everything, all the shopping and that organised...
She's lucky she knows how to breathe.
Oh. Ross, did it? When did it come? Did it come from out of nowhere when she dropped the bombshell that she was like, you know what? I'm brave enough to admit that I'm not organised.
She was organising her daughter's 21st.
Oh. And she was like, you know what? This is too big a task for me.
I think she got I think she had trouble with the two and the one round the wrong way. So, yeah.
Thanks for your call, Ross, mate.
You're welcome.
Karina from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Karina, what was your partner declaration?
Oh, that apparently he is the better driver out of the two of us.
Wow. So that's coming from a different angle. So these are coming from, look, I'm not organised. I'm messy. And he's like, I'm the better driver. Bang, bang, bang.
He's the better driver. That's what he declares.
It's brave because he's going...
Let's have a real moment, Karina. Is he being honest? Like, is it the truth?
Look, we've been together for 10 years and I will admit I've had two accidents in the 10 years and he's had none.
All right.
Yeah, so he's correct. The Karina, declaration's correct.
Karina, from what you've just said, I can think of two examples why he might be right.
No, but hang on. My objection is that we were living in this apartment for about 3 years and just before we moved, he was backing out of the driveway and hit the letterbox.
Yeah, well, that letterbox had it coming, to be fair, so I think he's got a third point there, but...
I think it was there for 3 years. How do you hit a letterbox?
Oh, you know,
Karina,
something...
the declaration's Karina, happened. You can't defend yourself now.
Thanks for your call, mate.
That's all right. Thanks, bye.
See you, Karina.
There's going to be some conversations tonight in those households.
You know what I'm waiting for you? I've been waiting for you to do it unprompted, for you to declare, because what time do we start here every morning, Jess, at the radio station? How often, and you tell people, when people say to you, Jess, what time do you start? What do you say?
4:30.
When do you get in?
4:40.
4:45. So I'm waiting for
4:40.
That.
4:40? Oh, I was in at 4:41 today.
You're still 11 minutes late.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland. And look, you might remember a while ago, Barnaby Joyce.
Joycey.
Not that long ago. Was in a bit of strife because he had an affair.
Yes, he did.
While he was married.
Not good.
With someone he worked with.
All right.
And he was saying at the time, just give us some privacy. You know,
yes.
His new partner was now pregnant and he, you know, wanted some privacy for himself, his partner and their child. So what does he do just a mere few months later? Heads on to Seven's Sunday night program to discuss the entire saga.
I've heard how much money he's making from this, and it makes me a bit unwell in the tum.
It's outrageous. $150,000 they're paying him for this interview.
Is it called Joyce's Choice?
I mean...
What's the interview called?
The whole time that it was happening and unfolding in the media, he was like, this is a private matter.
Private matter.
Apparently... A private matter can be purchased for a price.
Mate, if someone was like, hey, tell me a secret, and I was like, nah. No, I'll give you $150,000. I'd be like, sit down and get a camera because you're about to learn.
Yeah, look, people are saying that they're pretty disgusted by his choice to take payment for the story.
But if he's in that position, that's absolutely his right. It's a hypocritical stance, but if you're going to do it, mate, go hard.
Shockingly, he's taken 11 weeks off from his job. If you didn't know, he's still working in politics.
I thought
he'd lost his job. He's just a backbencher now.
He's just back. He sits on the bench.
And now
the water boy.
And now he's taking 11 weeks off because, I mean, he's getting a good paycheck.
Man, I need to work into our contract that we can just take 11 weeks off fully paid. That'd be great.
If someone wants to pay me $150,000, I've got some stories.
No one wants to hear
stories. I do it too cheaply on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Clearly.
30 cents a story. You need to up your price, buddy.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Here at the radio station, we've decided that we're going to get involved in something for a great cause, and it kicks off tomorrow. Also, winter kicks off tomorrow
officially.
But
if you ask some Queenslanders, it's been around for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, but that's right. But beard season is kicking off tomorrow as well. And from June 1st to August 31st, so that's 3 months pretty much on the dot, men around Australia won't shave and will grow their beard to support the beard season and awareness for melanoma and skin cancers. And I feel here in central Queensland, that is a big, big issue.
Fantastic cause.
So I, obviously, Jess, it's a bit tricky for you to get involved in beard season.
I could try. If I really pushed really hard, I could probably pop one out.
But we've decided as a team here at the radio station that from tomorrow until August 31st, I'm not going to shave.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shave my beard, and I'm going to try and raise some money for beard season to help for melanoma and skin cancers around Australia.
Your poor girlfriend.
Yes, I've just messaged her to just give her the heads up of what's going on. But look, yes, it's probably not going to look fantastic on me, but it is worth it trying to raise money for such an important thing around CQ.
So how can people get involved, Tim?
Well, beardseason.com is where you can join our team. Our team here at Hit Central Queensland will give you the information over the next few days. I'm going to check in with a skin doctor. Yep. I'm going to do all the tests and make sure that my skin is healthy, because that's what we want. We want people to be checking their skin, making sure it's healthy.
And that's the thing. A lot of people wait until they find something.
Exactly.
They wait until they see a spot and they go, oh, I don't know about that spot. Or even worse, they wait until it's too late.
Yep.
So it's really important to have regular skin checks regardless of whether you see anything or not.
That's right. So over the next few weeks and few months, we're going to be checking in with some doctors. We're even going to check in with the Beard Season creators, because the story about how the whole Beard Season started off, it's quite an intense story, and I think it'd be great to share. So we'll give you all the information on how you can help us raise some money for research towards skin cancers and melanomas over the next few
weeks. But boys, put those shavers down.
That's right. Put the shavers down.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.